Yes, we're going to let these connections expand your energy. And as your energy is being expanded, we're going to create a counterclockwise vortex of energy to spin out of your aura counterclockwise anything you no longer need. So let's just start from the head. Starting from your head, we're going to just spin out all the lower vibration energies, all the auric attachments, all the entities. And now, let's just release all that to the light from the top of your head, from the sides of your face. Release that to the light, release all that to the light, release to the light to be transformed by the light, release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Yeah. On your neck and shoulders, release that to the light to be transformed by the light, release that to the light to be transformed by the light. The back of your neck, your throat area, your jaw, release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Your upper back, release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Your shoulders, your right shoulders, behind your shoulder blades, release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release, 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 release. And around your chest, let's release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Your mid back, your lower back, release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Your rib cage, your abdomen, let's release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Yeah. Your left arm, left shoulders, release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Yeah, your right hips, right shoulders, right side of your body, all those attachments, let's release it to the light to be transformed by the light. Yeah, so I see a couple of you have wrist problems. So let's release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Yeah. Okay, your legs, left leg, right ankle, release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release to the light to be transformed by the light. Yeah, release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release to the light to be transformed by the light. Anything else in your back or abdomen, so release that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release to the light to be transformed by the light. Release to the light to be transformed by the light. Yeah. So we're going to just allow that energy to just move things out of you, anything you no longer need, subconscious patterns that no longer serve you, conscious patterns that no longer serve you. We're going to release that to the light to be transformed by the light. Doing good. Release that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release to the light to be transformed by the light. Let's see what else is going on with all of you. So now we're going to go back to that space of who you were, and neutrally, and start releasing all the programming that has to do with survival. So all the programmings of lack, we're going to release to the light to be transformed by the light. And for some of you, these go back to other lifetimes. So hold on a moment while we connect to your Akashic records. So for some of you who need these pieces to be released from your Akashic records, if you say yes, I'm going to help you connect to that space of you in all lifetimes and release all energies having to do with lack and in fear of having money and any vows you have taken in past lives to stay poor, poverty vows. So let's let all those vows be complete and now release to the light to be transformed by the light. Any vows, any oaths you have taken in past lives, now let that be complete and transformed by the light, transformed by the light. Any karmic contracts you may still have going on consciously or subconsciously from different lifetimes that keep you in a space of lack, let all that now be complete and dissolve in the light. Dissolve, dissolve in the light. Dissolve in the light. Complete, dissolve in the light. Release to the light. Dissolve, transform by the light now. And anywhere in your body, your tissues, your energy meridians, and in your enteric nervous system, so that's your guts, your bacteria, because they carry cellular memory going back to the moment of conception even. So let's release any programming there that no longer serves you and let it be transformed by the light. And as these energies shift, you may feel shifts in your body. You may feel tingling in your head. You may feel tingling in your hands. Your body may feel really hot right now. And that's just perfect. So let's just release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Let it be released to the light to be transformed by the light. And any other subconscious issues you may have around money, around lack, around fear of just being who you are, the fear of success, fear of being found out that you are a really gifted person with unique gifts that may set you apart. So any fear about being who you are, let's release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Any fear that you may be accused of witchcraft because of the different gifts you have that are not validated in this world, well, just release all those fears to the light. And any past lives where you may have been punished for doing witchcraft or for doing anything that wasn't considered legitimate at that lifetime, let's just find where those fears are in your body, in your enteric nervous system, in your mammalian brain, reptilian brain, neocortex, frontal cortex, your spine, your meridians, wherever those may be. Let's release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. And now let's go back to family patterns. All the subconscious beliefs that are passed on to you about who you can or cannot be in this life, let's release that and transform by the light. Let it be transformed by the light now. Let it be released and transformed by the light now. Yeah. And anywhere where you feel like you just can't move ahead, Let's go back to where that may have started in this life or past lives. And we don't know, we don't need to know exactly where that pattern kicked in. But usually it's related to a birth trauma where you feel like you just can't move forward. And that has to do with what was imprinted on you during the birthing process. So some of you who may have had difficult births in this life or even in a past life, I want to release all those birthing traumas so that you can now birth what you like to birth in the world without feeling like you're always procrastinating. So isn't it interesting that patterns of procrastination go back to our birthing experience? Okay, let's just transform all that. Release that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Yeah. And then all the people on the call who feel like you're always somehow holding yourself back and you don't know why, and you have been working so hard to move forward in life. You have been working so hard to create the wealth, to create the business, to create the family and the relationships, but something always just kicks in the last minute. So whatever that pattern is, from this life, from past lives, from your birthing experience, let's just release that. So let's connect to the origin of that for each and every one of you. And it's going to be different for each and every one of you. It's going to be very personal. And wow, there's a lot of that going on here. So let me do this process again a couple times, connecting to all of you who may feel like as hard as you have been working and pushing ahead, something always stops you. So let's just release those patterns going back to birth and going back to possibly past lives. Wow, let's release that through our times or space or dimensions or realities or parallel timelines, and definitely release this from all future timelines. And wherever you're holding on to this pattern, in your enteric nervous system or in your nervous system or in your DNA, let's release that from your body, from your energy, from your tissue, from your DNA. And again, connecting to your guides and angels and connecting to the energies from the zero point field. Let's ask your guides and angels to send you energy from the zero point field to help you release this pattern and to reprogram you with the energy, the knowing, and the courage to take action that allows you to access this flow, the natural flow and rhythm of life. So let's download that to all of you. And let's allow you to define for yourself what progress means to you and not anybody else. So take a minute to feel this energy of flow in your life. Feel this flow of finances coming to you. Feel this flow of creativity and abundance. And allow the energy signature of flow to now be embedded in every cell in your body, every space in your body, every space in your energy field. Yes, so So let every molecule within you, around you, let every biophoton within you and around you be in total resonance with flow, this energy of flow, flowing like a river, flowing with total ease in the river of life, connecting you to the ocean of abundance, and let it just flow to you, flow within the fluid in you, and feel how fluid your life is now. Feel how fluid the flow of money is now in your life. So let's take a moment, and everywhere where there's blockages to this flow, we will just release to the light to be transformed by the light. Oh, wow. Let's do that again. That was pretty powerful for all of you. So again, connecting to the energy of flow, feeling yourself flowing in the ocean of life, in the river of life, feeling an entire ocean of abundance flowing to you, to the river of your life, flowing through the river of all your energy meridians. And let that flow of energy through your meridians, through your chakras, release any blockages to health, vitality, and abundance. That feels like it's a powerful thing happening for all of you. That's awesome. Wow. Wow. And let this continue for just a few more minutes. Let this flow just continue, because it feels like it's such a powerful thing going on for all of you as you are connected to this energy. You know exactly what you no longer need in your energy field, and that's perfect. You know exactly what to let go of, and your body knows exactly what energies to let go of. That is so perfect. Thank you, everybody. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful. So now let's see what other piece. Okay, so I hear somebody say you're always holding back still. So the holding back energy, I wonder where that comes from. And connecting to that, we're just going to let that go right now. Yeah. And as that energy is working on you, I'm just connecting to one of your big memory systems. And that's your enteric nervous system, which is your guts. So connecting to that space in your first and second chakras, I'm just going to release cellular memories that you no longer need. And you know what those are, and you're ready to let them go with total ease. So we're going to do that now. That is wonderful, you guys. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wow, and the energy feels so strong right now. So, just a little bit more clearing, then we will move on to activating your greatest vision for your life. So we're going to move to the first step of this activation, and that is just connecting all of you to that energy and space of your higher heart, your soul chakra, so that's your thymus chakra, and with the help of our guides and angels, we'll download for you energy from the zero point field to expand the space of your soul chakra and heart chakra and higher heart chakra. And for anyone who feels like you need to clear your third eye first, or you need to clear any of your chakras, let me just do that for a couple of you. Okay, so I hear that if you feel like you're having problems with your third eye, it's not that you actually have problems with your third eye. It's that you sense things from your body. So you are a whole body, whole brain sensing being. And all of you are whole body, whole brain sensing beings. So acknowledge yourself for that and don't just focus on third eye vision or having any special gifts because everybody's gifted. Yeah, there you go. So as we expand your heart chakra, your thymus chakra, and connecting every molecule of your universe with every point in space and time, so you're so expanded that you really sense how boundless you are. And from this space of boundlessness, of infinite potential, you can totally sense how amazingly powerful you are. And from this space, you really get a sense of what else is possible for you that you have never even thought about. So take a moment now to connect with your inner child and with your higher self. Because your inner child always lets you know what's really for you. And your higher self gives you the guidance that's perfect for you. All right now. So bring to mind what your life feels like when you are living your greatest vision and you have all the power in the world to make it happen. So let's begin with your health. What does your body feel like when you have already achieved your greatest vision? Feel the sense of confidence. Feel that space of being fulfilled and so satisfied in your own body. Feel how alive you are, how wildly alive you are in your own body when you are living your greatest vision. And just sense how you see yourself differently. How you see so much more in the world and so much more in yourself. And how you're able to perceive so many new possibilities for your life. You're able to see and perceive greater and greater opportunities for success, for health, for just enjoyment. And now just hear your own voice. How do you speak to yourself when you are embodying your greatest vision, when you are living your greatest vision? How do you speak to yourself? Hear the loving ways you speak to yourself. Tell yourself how amazing you are to have achieved so much. And hear how other people speak about you with so much joy. Every time they say your name, they say it with so much joy and appreciation for you. And just feel what it's like to be in your body when you have this confidence and satisfaction that emanates from within. And just feel in your heart the love you have for your own life, for you, for your body. And feel for a moment how your life affects other people. Yeah, just see how you, being who you are, helps other people to see greater and greater possibilities for their own lives. And what a gift that is, that you being able to embody this infinite potential, this infinite way of being, invites other people to do the same. What a gift that is. And take a moment and acknowledge yourself for the gift that you are to others and to yourself and to the planet. Yeah. beautiful, wonderful. Every one of you has so many gifts to share, and just being who you are is a gift to be around you when you can embody joy, when you can embody a different possibility, because so many people are looking to break free of the limiting paradigms of this reality. So your very presence is a gift to them, is a gift of liberation and a gift of human connection and a gift of acknowledgement. All right, so now what is your vision for the flow of finances in your life? When you're living your greatest vision, what does your finances look like? And let this flow of abundance just circulate within the very vortex of your energy field. Feel the amazing flow of abundance of all kinds coming into your life when you are living your greatest vision. Invitations to events that pay you will just come in with total ease. Opportunities that allow you to use your gifts will just show up with total ease. The people who you are here to help will show up with total ease. The people that you can help will totally just show up with total ease. And you can totally move beyond trading time for money to being able to have multiple streams of residual income that just support you beautifully. Okay, so connect to the idea of a multiple stream of income, and then I'm just gonna clear any roadblocks to that from your energy field, on your meridians, clearing any blocks to that, release all that through all times or space or dimensions or realities or non-realities or parallel timelines and all future timelines. And any shifts in your perception that would allow you to perceive the reality of creating a multiple stream income with total ease and any blocks to being able to perceive that will just release that to the light. Release through our times or space or dimensions or realities. Okay, so some of you want to be able to do what you love and the money will come. So you want to monetize doing what you love, you want to monetize your hobby, you want to monetize your creation, you want to monetize any creation you have in mind, whether that's hobbies or, you know, creating a speaking event is also a creation. The creation doesn't have to be like a book or a record. So whatever you feel like you can create in the world that will bring you money, bring that to mind right now. And we will just have your guides and angels empower and energize those ideas and monetize those ideas with total ease. Who knows how that happens, but we'll just let it happen. So any blocks to just letting it happen, we will just release those blocks. Any overthinking that you're doing right now, we will just release all overthinking right now. Any fears that other people may copy and take your ideas and monetize that, let's release all that. Release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release all those fears to the light to be transformed by the light. And let you now feel so empowered to create the network that will increase your net worth in the world. So let's have your angels and guides send you the healing frequencies and the energy to energize the network in your life that will increase your net worth. Yeah. Who knows? Sometimes just running into a neighbor who knows someone who can help you get a speaking engagement or something, or recommend a new client to you, that's your network working to increase your net worth. So there's a few of you on the call, what amazing gifts, and you know that you have them, but a part of you is holding back and wondering how you can start doing what you love, doing your work as light workers and get paid, or transition to energy work from massage or something else. Let's connect to that energy of flow, that bridge where you're at to where you want to be. So wherever you think you're at right now, and let's create a bridge of energy to where you like to be and allow this to happen with total ease. Oh, wonderful. I feel a lot of things just snap into place for a lot of you. That's awesome, people. Yay. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Wonderful. Yeah, so now when you're living your life vision, your greatest vision, you feel great in your body, you have all the energy in the world to get up in the morning to do what you love, you have multiple streams of income to support you, you are contributing to the world in a way that makes you feel really, really wildly alive. And now let's move into the area of life called relationships, because you know you got to have good relationships to keep you going in life. So when you're living your greatest vision in life, what do your relationships look like? And I'm just going to bring the energy of harmony, collaboration, and love into all your relationships. And all those that support you to expand in consciousness will come into your life. And those who no longer fit that will just leave your life. And that's all right. That happens sometimes. Wonderful. And for those of you who are looking for soulmate or for more supportive people in your workplace, let's take a moment to connect with that energy. Just filling your workplace with more supportive people, filling your personal relationship with supportive and loving people. Filling all your relationships with really supportive and loving people. Yeah, there you go. And let that expand your universe. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So now let's connect to the energy of the space that supports you. So when you are living your greatest vision, what kind of space will really support you? What kind of a home? Some people like to live in a big house or mansion, and some people just want a quiet little cabin in the woods. So whatever space you like to have that supports you energetically, bring that to mind and we will energize that in your life. And if there's any blocks to you creating that, let's just release that to the light, release that through all times or space or dimensions or realities. And if the very space you're living in right now just doesn't really support you to be who you are, because we all need an environment that is nurturing and supportive. So let's see what energetic changes we can make now to the environment that you're in. Maybe you need a quieter space. Maybe you just need more space around you. Maybe you need more beauty in your space or more inspiration in your space. Whatever that may be, connect to that now. And any blocks to making that happen, let's just release that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release that through all times or space or dimensions or reality. Now that brings up self-care. When you're living your greatest vision, what does self-care look like? What are you doing with your leisure time? Are you giving yourself enough time to just enjoy life? And we're going to release all the blocks to allowing you to enjoy life and creating time for you, because the time for you, the beingness, just being you, if you don't have time to just be you, then you're creating a lot of lack in your universe. So let's release that pattern through all times, all space, all dimensions, and all realities. And this reality really buys into the idea that you have to work hard and keep on working to be a productive and good person So all those judgments and conclusions from a very capitalistic point of view about being human, let's release all that and dissolve in the light. And now allow you to connect to a sense of inner peace and a sense of deep knowing that you simply deserve to enjoy life just because you deserve to enjoy life. There's no because, there's no reason. Okay, so now that we create a container for self-care, we can now move on to create that container for meaning and contribution and purpose. And I find one of the best ways to access that is, what do you want to be known for? And there's no wrong answer at all. And there's no answer that is like too big or too this or too that. What do you really want to be known for? Yeah, and just really allow yourself to feel the energy of that. To feel the great contribution you are making to the world just by being you. If you are someone who's known for making people happy, that's beautiful. If you are someone who's known for being an inspiration, that's wonderful. If you are known for being that person was always able to change things for the better. That's beautiful. So what do you really want to be known for? And all the skill sets will show up when you start doing what you really feel like doing with your life. So don't worry about whether you have the skills or not. If you have the vision, you have what it takes to build the skills necessary to fulfill that vision. So living your greatest vision is about really allowing yourself to do the very thing that you like to be known for in the world. And become that person who is well known for, and you fill in the blank. Yeah. Wonderful. You guys are doing great. Wonderful, wonderful. What would you like to be known for? And as multi-talented people that you are, of course you can be known for many things. You can be known for being the philanthropist that you are. You can be known for being a great teacher. You can be known for being a great friend or wonderful mom. What is it that you want to be known for? And you can totally go for more than three things if you like. Totally. So now we're just going to fast forward and connect with your future self. Your future self who is celebrated in the world for achieving all that you want to be known for. Yeah. And you can choose 3 years from now, 5 years from now, or even 10 years from now. Whatever time period feels right to you, we're just going to jump there now. So ask your future self, we're just going to go for 3 years from now. 3 years from now, what choices he or she made that allow you to enjoy all these accomplishments? So life is a series of choices. And you're not going to be able to list the hundreds of choices that got you to where you want to be. But sometimes it's just one or two or three big choices that make a difference in everything. Like you may choose today to just really believe in you and to be as optimistic about your future as possible. That's a very life-changing choice. Or you can choose to leave a relationship that drains all your energy. That's also a very life-changing choice. So connect with your future self and just get a feel for what choices you have to make to get you there. And that's really, really awesome. And I just feel this is a time to bring us back now to our bodies. And just allow the energy of this activation to keep on working on you. And I know that if you tap into just one choice that you can make differently, then that's really all that you need to activate your greatest vision for your life. And there's no choice or action that's too small. And there's no choice or action that is not acknowledged by the universe. So what may seem small or big to the universe, it's just perfect. It's all perfection. So yeah, so let the energy of the great eclipse everything you no longer need and literally shine light on your greatest vision from this moment forward. All the sunlight will be directed to your greatest vision from this moment forward. So that sunlight or the sun can be consciousness, it can be your intention, it can be your energy. So when you direct your energy, your intention, your consciousness to your greatest vision, it will just unfold for you in ways that are really profound and miraculous. Yeah. Okay, everybody. So bless all your visions with love and light. Bless everybody in this call to fulfill your greatest vision with ease and grace. And let only that which is the highest and best for everyone unfold with total ease now. Okay. Now I am going to take a caller and see if this works. Let's see, holding hands. So I'm going to unmute the caller, first hand up. So this must be Miss 518 area code. You have been unmuted, 518 area code. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Yeah, that worked better for you, Jade, with the muting everyone, I think, because there was a lot of like static when you came on, but working wonderful. And I'm feeling like a lot of peace flowing through here, so.
That is wonderful. And what can I do for you to help you really feel like you have achieved, well, that you are on your way to achieving your greatest vision? And it feels like you already are, actually.
Yeah, I can, you know, I can feel it. I can vision it myself. And then you add on to it during a call like this. Yeah, right now I just kind of want to, like, breathe like that. And I want to basically expand on my, my manifesting business and get it out there even farther.
Okay. So connect to that and, like, just bring it. Bring that energy of your business in front of you and everybody else on the line who has a business. So bring it in front of you and pretend you're holding it like the way you're holding a baseball or basketball in the palms of your hand. And so just tell me, what size is it right now? Is that the size of an apple or a basketball when you're holding your business in your hands?
Mine's like between a basketball and a beach ball.
Oh, good. Okay. So between a basketball and a beach ball. And let's just expand this energy of your business to be the size of a beach ball now. With the help of your guides and angels. And we're going to expand this beach ball of your business and expand and I'm just feeling a few things falling off your back as we expand, so those must be blocks. Do you feel that?
Yeah. Don't want them.
Yeah. Hold on. Something on your left hip as we expand. So as this energy is expanded, I can connect with what is keeping it from expanding. And I'm just taking off something from your back, something from your lower hips, something from your knees. Okay. Your hands, your couple different knuckles in your hands. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're so easy to work with. And I know that, you know what those mean. And even if you don't, we don't need to know them. We only need to know that we're going to release this. Okay. Wow. That expansion feels hot. How are you feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hot enough here where I am. Anyway, yeah, that's feeling much better. It actually, like, it went from, like, basketball, you know, a little, it was bigger than basketball, beach ball size, but it actually is the size of me, if I can say that, like the round energy circle.
Good. Does that feel like a good size for now?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's actually like getting wider as we're talking. So
yeah,
let it do it.
Let it do its thing. I just feel this beautiful stream of like gold and orange light filling up that ball, gold and orange and white. But the ball itself is like a rainbow beach ball.
That would make sense.
Okay. We're not talking about that part of gold at the end of the rainbow. You are the rainbow, and you are that part of gold. Wow.
I know that. Wow. No, that has to do with what I'm going to be doing tomorrow.
Oh, let's expand that. Okay, what you're doing tomorrow. Dot, dot, dot. Oh. Wow. I just want to see if I can expand this to be the size of your, like, backyard.
Awesome.
And then I want that beach ball to actually touch at least the edge of a rainbow in the sky. So let's see what that feels like. I don't know why I need to do that, but anyway, that's what I'm guided to do. Connect with that beach ball of your business and expand it so that it touches the edge of a rainbow in the sky. So I'm grounding this energy first. So the rainbow within Mother Earth, because she has many rainbows of gemstones below, right? So I'm connecting to the rainbows below Mother Earth, connecting to Mother Earth, grounding in this reality. And from there, can expand and connect with rainbows in the sky. And then there's many rainbows in the sky that it can touch now. So that feels right. That feels good. Yeah, how are you feeling with that?
Oh, even more expansion. Yeah, and during that, I saw what I would call almost like a clock. And just different faces of me all around that round, you know, like say the round edge of the beach ball of my business. It was like almost like a clock and different, you know, different versions of me. It was weird, wild.
Wow, that's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We'll just let that keep on expanding your universe because it just feels so good. That feels so good.
Yeah, it does. It's almost like, wow, you know, like I'm in a place where it's almost like where you're in a swimming pool just laying on a float. You know what I mean? Where you're just totally bathing and just in the light.
Awesome. Wonderful. And I know that what we just did for you is floating through everyone else on this call. So thank you so much for calling in and allowing this energy of your expansion to expand the realities of other people on this call as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay. So now I'm going to unmute Compton, California, 310 area code. You've been unmuted.
Yes, Jade, hi. This is Naoko speaking.
Hi there, Naoko. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, I'm home, so I'm really grateful that I'm joining your call. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for joining the call. What can I do for you today?
Yes, ma'am. First, my adrenal glands are kind of stressed out. So I'd like to ask you for the clearing because no blame or no criticism. I picked too much stuff from other people. And I really like to focus on the expansion of my business, what I really like to do as the healer and also the consultant. And,
okay.
Yes, okay. And I like to be of service. I like to work with the people who have a high consciousness with prosperity and also success and loving consciousness. That is my true focus, and I like to let go of the people or business who don't see the all goodness from me or who try to put me down, because I really appreciate myself. Thank you, Jade, because you've been helping me out behind. And now my value, my self-worth, I'm not going to put me down, or I'm not going to down myself anymore. I like to keep moving forward and then do why I came to this planet. No more settling for less.
Okay, Naoko, good for you. Good for you for letting go of so many things. And I know that because you already kind of acknowledge everything you need to do. I feel like you know what you need to do. So let me just connect with your energy and imagine the role before you.
Yes.
I'm just going to clear the role before you. So all I want you to do is energetically get up, if you can physically get up. And then I'm asking you guys and angels to clear a path before you so that you take three steps in the direction you like, actually taking three steps in the room that you're in now.
Okay.
And as you take those three steps, we're going to energetically shift what needs to be shifted for you to move forward with total ease. And with every step you take, you're going to leave behind self-doubt. You're going to leave behind issues with other people. And you're totally going to leave behind all the subconscious things that are holding you back. So take those three steps. The first step you take in any direction you choose, you're leaving behind your old self. You're going to eclipse that out of your life. You're going to take another step, leave behind all the issues with people and relationships, and that's huge. And then the third step, you're going to leave behind all the subconscious patterns that may be holding you back, but they can't anymore. So we're going to eclipse all those three things out of your life, three big steps. One, two, three. And now take a deep breath and stand in a new space. So actually standing in a different space in the room. And in this new space, this new place of you, we're just going to place golden light around you, allowing creation to happen with total ease. It's like you shifted many universes at the same time. So you're embodying the energy of your future self now, 3 years from now. You're going to embody all that right now. There you go. It's like seeing you turn into Wonder Woman. So that's beautiful. Wonderful. So you're in alignment with the truth of who you are now. And you have the energy to move forward. And you have the courage to move forward. And nothing and no one in this world can stop you now. You're in that space of being unstoppable.
Yes.
You are that Wonder Woman. So you have shifted and spin out of your energy field everything you no longer need.
Yes.
Okay. So I just feel a great shift in your energy, Naoko. How are you feeling?
Yes, first, I'm sorry about the background.
No worries, no worries.
I just see myself in the future, like I'm going to travel a lot. It's like a Wonder Woman flying all over this planet.
Yeah, travel all over the world as the Wonder Woman of this planet. That's perfect. Way to go.
Like, you do know my background, you know, where I was working for blah, 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 and I was traveling a lot. But I think it's not about that kind of stuff, but I'm gonna travel for my service. Yes, and that is my true passion, you know, in order to be of service for the lots of people on globe.
Wonderful.
What a great thing.
Yes, you are going to do it. You are going to be like the Wonder Woman of this world. Good for you. Thank you so much for calling in. That was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jade. You are so amazing. You are indeed, you know, the absolutely the master healer, you know.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. I like hearing that from a Wonder Woman. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Wonder Noko. Yes, Wonder Noko. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Jade.
Okay, you're so welcome. Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to unmute our next caller from Missouri, area code 314.
Jade?
Hello? Hi, Dan. Yes, hi.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Love the call. I felt a lot through that call, and I just really felt a lot of things expand. I want to throw out, maybe you can look at some, you know, blocks that I may have that, you know, I need to, you know, release. But one is my physical body. Jade, you know, I'm really conscious of it and work at youthfulness and, you know, and my energy levels and what I eat and all that stuff. Maybe it's all the changes that are coming up, but I've had some, you know, with running or with exercising, I've had some ankle issues, some knee issues. I've got an left elbow, you know, so a lot of things are kind of slowing down, you know, my physical activity because of that. And I don't know if that's because of change or blockages in my body or something. I want to see if you can maybe look at that and see if we can, you know, correct that.
Okay. So let me just tune into all that space where you are feeling painful. And I'm just going to release, because they're always connected to emotional patterns and psycho-emotional patterns. So I'm just going to release all the emotional patterns, psycho-emotional patterns, psycho-spiritual patterns. This is all related to. And let's see, what other pattern is this related to that we can let go? Yeah. So what if you can let go of like high standards and perfectionism?
Mm.
I wonder if you have that.
Yeah, you know, in my physical life, or just even with my body, the high standards are immortality, you know, reversing the aging process and those things. And they're just kind of targets of mine. So maybe those, you know, I'm pushing too hard, I don't know, or maybe that's not even it, I don't know, those standards. What do you think they're related to, the standards? What are they?
Well, it feels like whatever happened to valuing you just for being you and not having to live up to any external standard.
Okay, that seems like about me. In fact, I've been saying, even my relationships with, I'm dating somebody now. I feel like there's a part of me that's not fully myself, you know, and that feels kind of awkward, you know, and I just woke up this morning wondering why am I, you know, not just being myself, my authentic self with this person. It's not that I'm trying to be different, Jade, you know, it just,
yeah.
I think there's a, you know, there's something inside me that's not, you know, bringing that part out or something, something blocking me or a fear, fear of who I could be, maybe, of how someone would see my power. I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm just going to collapse this energy field around where it feels like sometimes we do this to men as a culture, that you have to prove your worth, prove yourself by sacrificing yourself and by living out the standard of the man as a warrior, because that's what it feels like when you are doing that to yourself. It's like you are being forced to function from this space of the warrior.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
as a martyr,
that is
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a martial artist too, so that warrior concept.
Good. So you are being a warrior in a good way, you know. That's a good way to play with that archetypal energy. And it's so great that you have the awareness that you're doing that. So I think that because society for so many generations expect men to be this perfect warrior where you always have to be having a certain body type to get you ready to fight, that we don't give ourselves time to just be and to value who you are as a full human being, not just as a warrior. So I think that in a relationship is a good place to explore the option of just being you without needing to live up to this expectation that you're a warrior. And this whole culture, and like, I think all cultures across the globe do this to man. So it's so cool that you're on this call, Dan, because you're allowing me to really play with reworking this archetype that allows all men to feel more comfortable in their own skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something that we are doing to men and boys as an entire culture where their bodies have to function a certain way to meet certain standards, to be the soldier, to soldier so many responsibilities, even when it hurts your body. So let's just see what it feels like to release that. And you are still a warrior. You still embody the archetype of a warrior. but let's allow for other archetypal energies in you so that you feel like you have space to function as a whole human being. And whatever those other archetypal energies are, you know them in your own heart, who you want to be. And I see you as a great communicator. So I don't think you have any problems with being authentic, because I see you as a great communicator. And I even see you standing up teaching. So you got that archetype working really well for you.
Yeah, I have a teacher too.
Oh, see.
Well, I teach my own programs. You know, I teach a company. I created programs for a company for nutrition and fitness through the martial arts, which I'm wanting to open up a place. And then I've created character development programs for kids. You know, I've trained 40,000 kids, and I'm wanting to take that program on a national level as well. So as a teacher, yes, and communicating that is something that I desire, and I am in my own way now, but I just want to make all of that grow. It's been taking a long time, longer than what, you know, I would want, and I'm sure there are blocks with that too, you know, that why it's taking so long.
Oh, okay. Well, connect with what you really want there. And let me do kind of like the same process that I did with a different caller and just expand your field of influence with total ease.
Okay, are we done with the body part, that archetype, Jade, or?
You know, I think the body part you can actually handle, know that you know what's going on, right? Because I know that when you have that awareness, you totally know how to take care of it. It feels like you have the knowing about how to take care of things. Do you feel that it's
physically?
Yeah. And also, not just physically, but also soulfully, on a soulful level, since you know that the different archetypes that are playing within your own energy, you have a knowing about what you need to do to balance all that, right? I think you do.
I don't know. Well, I might, you know, on a soul level, I might. Consciously, I understand it, and I do. I can, you know, once I'm consciously aware of something, then, yeah, I start to play with it energetically. But maybe you can start me on that process here of just understanding it, I guess, or maybe – how do I, you know, is it, you were saying that there's a perfection, and maybe I'm bringing the warrior out in every aspect of my life, and I shouldn't be, maybe, you know what I mean, or balancing it more with, you know, the other archetypes? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's not that you can't be a warrior, but I think that in some ways it could be overdone. So what happens if you take off the armoring of the warrior? What are you most afraid of being seen? I mean, like, what comes up for you? Like, if I were to say, if you no longer armor yourself as a warrior, what would happen?
Yeah, it seems like I'm afraid, or you know, I feel... I think vulnerable. I feel like I'm not powerful or not strong. I think those two things first come up. You know, I can feel that. I feel like I'm not, for some reason, I feel like I'm not being myself when I don't have that. Cause probably because I've had that archetype on for so long.
Yeah.
I think it's vulnerability, and I don't feel strong, you know?
Oh, And yeah, see, the incredible thing is you have this amazing awareness about what's going on and how it makes you feel vulnerable. So I would say, what if you allow yourself to be vulnerable and just play with that? Because vulnerability is powerful and it's amazing. And I think that if you just allow yourself to feel your pain when you're in pain and give yourself a break when you need a break. I mean, begin there and see what happens.
Okay. I mean, I do, you know, when I do have pain, I think I do feel it, or emotions, I do feel myself. However, I think the more that I play in that space of vulnerability, maybe it would be easier, or, you know, I wouldn't wait so long and have the pain, you know, lodge in my physical body. I don't know that, but I'm just saying that's what I'm feeling, you know. Maybe that's helpful to that.
Okay, so let me just go back on your timeline to that place. I know that there was probably a time in your life where you just, like, had to be really hard on yourself in order to earn someone's love. Like, that's how men are raised. So a lot of family patterns that go with that. Let me just release all that.
Yeah, that feels true.
Yeah, all the family patterns going back to your father, your grandfathers, all the expectations that are placed on you. Well, actually, it's like from the whole society, from both parents and both families, where you are only allowed this space to be you, but no more. And it's like when boys cry, we shame them. So all the shaming from when you were growing up, we're going to release all that through our times or space or dimensions or realities or timelines. And anywhere in your body where you're still holding on to all that shaming. And I'm sorry, as a culture, that we do this to men. So all the family stuff, all the family judgments, projections, and all the shaming that goes back. And then the first time in this lifetime, what this happened to you, we're going to find that in your timeline. And I just feel there's like your mom was yelling at you for something. Not to blame mom. So I'm just going to collapse the energy field around that event in your life. And it just feels like you were very young. And release anything that does not allow you to see that you are perfect just the way you are. And there's nothing you need to do differently. So everything that does not allow you to see and perceive that you are perfect just the way you are. And I'm just pulling something from the back of your heart. Like all these judgments from past relationships that didn't allow you the space to be who you are. And all the shaming from past relationships and all the guilt. And all those definitions of what it is to be a man that really is not helpful, I guess. It's just, so I'm pulling something from the back of your heart now. And in all the past lives where you were a warrior, let's just release any issues from all those past lives where you were a warrior. And of course, you still have, like, you know, the amazing discipline of a warrior, and that's an awesome thing. And there are many good things to this warrior energy, because this archetype has been in the world for so long. You know, the discipline, many people could use more of that energy. But let's ease up on that, because you got it for so many lifetimes. And then in the family that you're in, where you expect it to be that way, we want to release those judgments about who you are, who you have to be, and then how you show up in your last relationships, where you are expected to just be this kind of a person. So release all those. And the energy is getting so hot. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling more free in my body. I think that's what it really feels. I feel lighter. Very light, you know, I felt things moving from my knees and from my ankles and, you know, the places that are painful. It just feels more freeing. It does. It feels like I have carried the armor of the warrior every moment of my life, you know, and now I just let that armor go. And you know what I mean? Just at least take it down. Doesn't mean I don't have the disciplines and the, you know, or whenever I can turn, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing that the enormous discipline you have that you have gotten from lifetime. So that is actually a good thing. That's gonna be one of the things that allow you to achieve your goals is that concentration and discipline of the warrior. So that's actually awesome. It's only like a painful thing when you are overly using that archetype and forgetting the others. But of course,
yeah,
it's because our entire culture just trains men, rewards men to be just warriors. So that whole paradigm, we got to collapse for all men. We'll collapse. I'm not sure if that's the right way to say it, but we got to reset that for, I think, all men, so that all men can integrate all parts of who they are, because certainly there's men like you who are very intuitive and very empathic, and we got to make it okay for all men to be connected to the emotional body, to the emotional intelligence, to all the intuitive intelligence, to the healer within them. So this is great, because you are holding space for all men to transform that within themselves and to access more of their own healer energy and their intuitive energy and their intuitive wisdom, because there's a lot of intuitive wisdom that comes from being a warrior too, you know? So
So
it's good to bring that in, which you are bringing in, because there's wisdom in every archetype. So And the wisdom of the warrior is not needed any less, but we just need to also allow for your own healer to be a part of your energy too, which I know that you have been actually. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on this call. So you have done a lot of healing.
But I think it's been a journey of as far as a healer with the warrior is, it almost seems like it's more distant, even though I do it all the time. It seems more secondary than it could be primary. You know what I mean? It could be something that when I call upon, it should be stronger, really is the word, you know, a lot stronger, because I know I am. I know I'm a healer, and I know that I'm stronger than what I've thought of in the past, you know?
And it's good to learn to acknowledge that for yourself, that you are.
Yes.
That you are a powerful healer.
Yes.
Because as a teacher, you heal with your communication, with your words, and you heal with just the way you be in this world. And
yeah.
just allowing
yeah.
for the space to talk about vulnerability, that in itself is very transformational and healing. So, yeah. And I just want to acknowledge that about you.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you. Did you walk me through that one, expanding the business, Jade?
Okay. Let's walk you through that and everybody else on the call. All right. So, like if you were to feel the size of your influence in the world, if you would hold it in your hands, does it fit the size of your hands or is it much bigger?
The influence, I'd say it's like kind of like a basketball right now. That's what it feels like, that size.
Okay, great. So let's just expand this in a way that feels great to you. All right. Actually, it's already bigger than a basketball. Yeah, it's actually pretty big full size. It's actually much more than that. It's actually bigger than you, but
yeah.
So let's expand this. Okay, I'm just releasing patterns from your back and knees right now as this expansion moves this energy out of your knees, your back. So I don't know why I'm being guided to expand it this way, but it's expanding in such a way that the edge of this huge energy ball that is your business, that represents your business, the very edge of that touches one of the archaeological sites in Greece, and there is the energy of Plato and Aristotle. I have no idea why this comes up, but I'm sure it's meaningful to you. So, and then there's the Oracle of Delphi. That's what I'm hearing, all the wise people. So your business, who you are this warrior of wisdom that goes back many generations. So I see the business of you is to communicate all this wisdom that empowers people. So now it is so connected to this space, all these different archaeological sites in Greece, the Oracle of Delphi, and whatever this may awaken in you. And you and your soul know. Wow. So that's beautiful that you are, like, really a wisdom warrior. That's beautiful.
Wow. That is awesome.
Oh, wow. And let me just connect this to Mother Earth and ground this energy to Mother Earth so that all your manifestations can be actualized in this world. Of course, that's what manifesting is about, so that it shows up in this world, not just on other
yeah.
planes. Oh, wow. Many blessings. Bless this with love and light. Whew, how is that feeling for you, Dan?
Oh, it feels awesome. Wow, I feel like I'm walking away here as a really so much lighter. I feel free, Jade. I feel a freedom that I haven't felt, I don't think, about myself that I haven't felt ever.
Oh, my
God. I
really
do. I feel
this. Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah. And it's putting a smile on my face. You know, in my heart, it's warming my heart. So it just feels wonderful. Thank you so much.
That's perfect. So I love that you say it's warming your heart because it's coming from your higher self. It's coming from your own higher self. Yeah, so that's beautiful.
Yes. Thank you, Jade.
You're so welcome.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here today. Thank you so much. All right, now we're going to take the next caller. Everybody who has their hands up, thank you so much. I know you've been waiting for a long time, so thank you. The next caller is area code 717.
Hi, Jade.
Hi, thank you so much for waiting. How are you today?
Oh, absolutely. Good. I'm wondering if you can help clear the reason I have a lot of cramping in my feet and ankles and lower legs during the night. It's very painful.
Okay. And I wonder, do you know the vitamins and supplements you need to take?
Yeah, I take magnesium every night before bed.
Okay. And do you take enough calcium to balance that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Okay. So this is not... Yeah, okay. So you know all the supplements you need to take. Okay. Let me just connect to what it is emotionally, psycho-spiritually, what this is related to. And so I'm guided to just create a space within you about feeling safe in the world. And this goes back to when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
And then releasing all the family drama. Does that resonate that there was family drama?
Oh, there was. It was a huge, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so let me see. Connecting to your guides and angels, we're going to just release family trauma through your timeline and all the spaces in you that still feel unsafe. We're going to release this through our times, our space, our dimensions, our realities. And I'm just connecting to the parts of the brain that somehow creating this issue at night, and then the emotional issues that contribute to that from family trauma. Do you feel safe in your relationships now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. And I'm just going to spend a moment to talk with the inner child in you to let her know that all that was not her fault at all. It was not your fault at all. And you have done an amazing job in overcoming so much turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
And all the pain, all the anger you have internalized. Just going to take that out of your liver, and it feels like, do you have eye problems?
Lately, yes.
Yeah. Taking that out of the eyes, the liver, the kidneys. Releasing all the internalized anger and all the trauma you were subjected to. Whatever judgments you have about you that you made up about you, because they're not true, because they're not about you, but when you were young, you have all these judgments about yourself because you internalize
mm-hmm.
all the turmoil, all the anger and pain. I'm so sorry about that. We're going to just release that from you, from your energy field, from your meridians. And still connecting to your heart and soul space. Let that space expand right now to remind you of the soul essence of you, the divine sovereignty of you, so that these lower vibrations that don't belong to you will now just release with total ease. So all the people that are yelling at you, I can hear them. So I'm just going to tell them, release from this energy, release from this body. You no longer have any authority in this energy field or in this body or in this reality. Release to the light to be transformed by the light. Release to the light to be transformed by the light. Release to the light to be transformed by the light. Release to the light to be transformed by the light. Release to the light to be transformed by the light. Okay. All these screaming voices, release to the light, to be transformed by the light, release to the light, to be transformed by the light. And everything that was shouted at you and said about you that's not true, we take all that, release to the light, to be transformed by the light. So I'm taking a whole bunch of that energy that is stuck in your midsection, like below your ribcage, around your diaphragm. Release to the light. Release, release all that to the light, to be transformed by the light. Release all to the light, to be transformed by the light. Release, release, release to the light, to be transformed by the light. And I'm just talking back to all these different voices, and I know it's family members. I'm just letting them know you no longer have any authority and her energy field, so please be, get off her now, get off her, get off her, get off her. And we're going to do just a quick retrieval of different parts of you that were fragmented through all this, all the different traumas. So asking every part of you to come back cleansed, reintegrate with total ease, come back cleansed, reintegrate with total ease, come back and cleanse and reintegrate with total ease. And there beside you is the goddess Nike, who is the goddess of victory.
Hmm.
Okay, so you have her strong and powerful energy. So whatever it is that you are going through, you will know victory because the goddess Nike is there with you and your energy field. You've gone through a lot to be here.
Mm-hmm, I have.
Yeah, you've gone through so much to be here. And of course, the goddess Nike, that woman can run.
Oh, I wish I could run. My knees don't let me run.
Yeah, let's release that so that you could. So release everything that keeps you from seeing your own victory. Release it through all times or space or dimensions or realities. And let's expand this energy of you as the victorious being that you are, and let that dissolve all the lower energy vibrations that are keeping you from being that. So as I'm releasing all the trauma from the past, from your body, from your energy field, how are you feeling now?
Hopeful, and I can feel sensation in the right, in my brain.
Good.
Yeah,
and hope that rewires your brain in a way that allows you to really sleep peacefully at night.
Mm-hmm.
And allow your body to be at peace at night and feel total safety at night. And let go. Yeah, we're going to release all the subconscious patterns of fear that disrupt your sleep, that turn you into like a runner at night. Okay. And what if you don't have to run away from anything anymore because you're totally safe?
Mm.
Yeah, there you go. And you are safe and protected. And you are such a survivor. Beautiful, amazing survivor. Okay, so I hope that shift that you're feeling in your brain will shift the issue. And if it doesn't, give me a call and we can work on it some more.
Okay. Thank you so much. You're very generous, Jade.
You're so very welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. So thank you for waiting. We're going to go to area code 480.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on. This is Jade. How can I help you?
Hi, Jade. First of all, I'd like to say that feeling lots and lots of wonderful energies on this call. So thank you for all of your work that you're doing. Hoping that you can help me. I've just been hit with a major lawsuit from my brother. And it's been sitting, he filed it like almost 3 months ago, but it just got served. And which means I have like 2.5 weeks to do something about it. And you and I have been communicating by email. This is Pamela, so you know what the financial scenario is, which makes it fairly amusing because this is a $1 million lawsuit plus additional damages for nothing, for absolutely nothing. There is nothing, this isn't something I did. And everything in this thing is completely false. I mean, it's outrageous. And it's kind of overwhelming me no matter what I do. So.
Okay, Pamela, I'm so sorry to hear this. So let's just see what we can do to transform this with total ease.
I mean, what I've been asking for since I knew it was filed, even before, you know, before I got anything on it, has been for it to be withdrawn, which of course would take, you know, a mega miracle, because there's absolutely no reason. Although, I mean, this entire account is completely fabricated. It's so vastly different, And he knows it's different. It's not that he doesn't know. He is an attorney. He was my attorney for a company that I worked for. He was the attorney for that organization. He knows intimately that this is not true. But in any event, I just, what I really want is, I don't want this to be a focus. And until the papers came, I mean, I honestly thought it was being withdrawn because I hadn't heard anything. And so, you know, I had really made a huge amount of progress in raising my vibration and just seeing things moving forward in other areas, and then all of a sudden this just took place. So I really need it withdrawn. I need it, like, voluntarily withdrawn and not completely removed from the court records. I don't even know how that's possible, but that's what I'm asking for. So
okay. Let me just connect to that energy of that and see what karmic stuff you have going on with your brother, because I think for him to act this way, and I don't know him, but for something of this scale to occur between family members.
Well, I mean, we've never been close. I haven't had any contact with him for many years at his request. But I was told by someone when this first was filed, and I had a couple of, you know, readings done, that at a soul level, he's not even my brother. And I was also told that there was a huge amount of, like, negative, really, really, really dark energy, and to not even try and send, because I had been sending light and love and, you know, all of that, and I was told, you're just feeding the monster. So I stopped because I'm kind of at a loss.
Okay. First, let's pull back the energy of you to you, because you have been, he's been pulling so much of your energy, because it's a lawsuit, of course, that's pulling a lot of your energy. It would do that to anybody. So let's pull back all that energy and reintegrate it and cleanse it and reintegrate it in you. All the energy that's been fragmented through all this, we're going to pull it back, cleanse all that, cleanse, and replenish your supply, replenish you, and allow you to be in the space of wholeness and health first, because always take care of your health. And then whatever energies that are going on with your brother.
Because he knows I have no money. I mean, I don't want to say anything negative, you know, that way, but he knows that.
And he's not going to win, so let's just see what the best option is for you to do right now to empower you and to release his energetic drain on you. That's my main concern, the energetic drain this is creating in your energy field and the rips and tears in your aura. We're going to just repair all that. So I actually see in your back, it's like literally someone filling up their gas tank with your energy, and we're going to take that out. I'm pulling the energy of your brother off your back through our timelines, our space, our dimensions, our realities, because this has been happening behind the scenes for a while, draining your energy consciously, subconsciously. We'll release all that. Wow. 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 Oh. So it's like that pipeline, that unconscious, subconscious pipeline that's going through you from him. If we turn away that pipeline somewhere else, there you go, it's blasted somewhere else. I wonder how that transforms his energy and your energy when that pipeline that's coming to you from him is gone. Yeah, I think that's the best we can do right now to keep your energy in a good place is to just release, blast that pipeline that went into your energy field from his. Okay, and we're not going to overthink about what needs to happen so he can't drain any energy off you anymore, so he can't win this case if he's not getting the energy to do this work.
Okay.
So consciously and subconsciously, he now knows this because energetically, all the pipelines from him going to you, it's all delete it now and turn away from you.
And he can't turn them back?
Can't turn them back. Well, I try to turn it back his way, but I don't want it to be like a reflective thing. I just want to turn it all away from you, and wherever they need to go, they will go, because it's like his energy is like when you rescue a person who is drowning, and they are doing one thing after another, doing one desperate thing after another, that energy of desperation, you just have to walk away from that energy field and let him do his own thing and learn his own lesson.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons I haven't wanted to fight this thing at all. No, not that I actually have the option to do that, but I haven't wanted to even get involved with it. I haven't wanted to go near it. And so I've mostly, you know, remove myself from even looking at it, thinking about it, you know, just like once I got past the initial shock, and then all of a sudden, as I say, that it just all came up again because I got papers, and it's just a mess.
Yeah, I'm sorry about all this, Pamela. We'll see what that transforms, how that transforms the reality of what you're going through when energetically we collapse all those spaces where he had like a pipeline to you. So when we collapse all that.
Because I actually was almost seeing like this galactic battle going on, you know, before, like even before any human incarnations, you know, just like. And it seems like this is something that has been going on forever. want it to end.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, let me know how that goes. Let me know what shows up in the next few days.
Okay.
Okay. Right,
thank you very much, Jade.
Thank you. Okay. The next caller is 515 area code. Thank you so much for holding on to the line, for raising your hands for so long.
Thank you so much for helping us for so long. Is this me? Am I here?
Yes, yes. Hi.
Okay, good. Hi. It's I had a session with you yesterday. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz. Hi.
Hi. So, I'm going to sit down because I'm walking on a trail. What I'm wanting to work on is a little continuation from that of stuff that was really coming to me during this call, and that's I was quite smart as a kid and kind of like picked for special programs and this and that, and my peers were kind of hard on me for that, so I think I reverted into underachieving. And so when I think about moving forward into greater success or something, it's like I feel like I have all these people on my back, sort of, and people that have known me also in later life that that know me from a weakness standpoint. It's I feel like that is somehow blocking me from stepping into my greatness.
Okay. Oh, that's great awareness that you have. So let me just connect to that energy of people on your back and see what we can do to just release all that through our times or space or dimensions and all realities and expand the energy of you in such a way that your expansion will just release all anything that anyone ever hooked on you that is low energy or coming from a low energy place. We can unhook all those. And all those voices that put you down. And all the perceptual distortions about who you are because there was voices that put you down. So I think a lot of people can relate to that. So we're going to take all that out of your energy. Those voices. Oh, my God. Belittling is what I hear, someone belittling you. So all those voices that belittle you, and wherever you decide to make that voice greater than you, let's find the origin of that where you, of course it's hard not to, since it's like your mom or something.
Oh boy.
And now we no longer need to make that voice greater than you. It's like putting mom back into that genie bottle.
Yeah.
She's not the big genie. We will put her back in the little bottle.
Yeah.
So that voice, okay. So when you no longer internalize that voice in you, and Liz, you know, it's not your fault that you have reverted back to underachieving or anything like that. It's just that when you're used to having this commanding voice, this authoritative voice of a parent like your mother belittling you, it programs your subconscious mind to believe that that's what's true about you. So it's like uncluttering your subconscious mind by releasing all those voices, those bad programming, those perceptual distortions from her voice.
Mm-hmm.
and just let her know, let this voice know it no longer has any authority in you. And it totally wasn't your fault, because those authoritative voices just go in us.
Yeah, I guess I do kind of blame myself for letting myself be programmed, but yeah, I guess we all were.
Yeah, so now that when you know that you can release that from your energy field, release as much of that from your energy field as possible, release all that, and release what is not you, and then now you really can see the bright and capable person that you are, and you become this wisdom holder too. You become this wisdom holder. And so your mom is in this space where she's just going to be who she is for the rest of her life, but you get to expand in consciousness. She has choices too, but she cannot perceive those choices like you can.
Okay. What karmically, is there something karmically I did? Like the last woman, you know, with her brother. Like, what did I do? Is there anything I can do to undo this one?
Well, I feel like it's more like this. Like you choose her as a mom before you reincarnate in this life, because your mom is someone who will help you to develop your empathy and your other skills the most. So because of who she is, you become this very super empathic person, and you will have the passion to work with children to help them. Yeah.
Okay.
But it feels like also, like if I was to look at this through the lenses of the goddess energy, it feels like you've been journeying through life as Persephone.
Okay, I have to look up Persephone. I don't know.
But now you're in this space to become Demeter, to become the crone.
Okay.
Yeah, to become the wise woman.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. You have done a lot on your journey to turn things around, to be in the space of the wise woman.
That's great.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, that's an amazing journey. So you've been journeying through life as the goddess Persephone.
I'm going to look that up. But I think I can know it from the experience.
Yeah, and the Persephone goddess is an amazing healer of people's soul. So the Persephone woman evolves into a very soulful healer. So that's you. That's awesome.
Okay. That's totally awesome. Thank you, Jade.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so I'm going to go to Anonymous, and it's a rep call, and you're on, and hello?
Hello, you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you. Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, hi.
Hello? Oh, which one?
Huh? I can hear you now, yes.
Hi, yes. How are you doing? Nice to speak to you. This has been an awesome call.
Wonderful.
Great. So I am feeling quite stuck and fearful. A lot of fear is coming up. What's happening with me is I'm moving. I moved, really, having a dispute with the landlord and landlady concerning stuff. So there's that and getting back my deposit. There is some things I have neglected as well in that scenario, but I don't see it matching the resentment on their side, and I think it was personal because it was their home they were renting versus rental property, right? So there's that, and then moving into a new space, I do have one very close to work, but it's not in a what you call a gated community, So I'm having a lot of negative energy come up in terms of a lot of fear that something bad will happen to me. So I'm trying to clear that. And I don't know if it's logical or what. And I do have other options, but they're a little bit more of a distance away. So I don't know if you can help me with this transition in terms of getting a comfortable home to live in for now. Please.
Okay. Yeah, getting a comfortable home to live in, that's very critical to our well-being. Okay, so let me just connect to the energy of you, and I'm going to release all the emotional issues this is connected to, all the psycho-spiritual issues this is connected to, and all the conscious and subconscious reasons you may have created this. Let's release all the subconscious reasons or the hidden agendas behind all these issues. So what would it take to just see you being able to have a beautiful home? And let me clear all roadblocks to you creating a beautiful home, finding a beautiful space for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just feeling a lot of energy in your back and knees. I don't know if that's where you're feeling it.
Back, yeah. Shoulder blade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever those energies are being held onto for, releasing all that from your back. And I think that if I transform this energy in your back that is related to what's going on now, it would just create something very different for you.
Right.
And at this is a replay on any issue you have that is stuck in an infinity loop, not allowing you to go beyond some hidden and subconscious set point about creating life with ease. We're going to release that and have you create a new set point for how much joy and ease and abundance you allow in your life.
Amen.
Yeah, so let's increase your joy set point, your ease and grace,
mm-hmm.
allowing life to show up with ease and grace. So, eclipse or the old survival mode stuff that creates drama, whatever that is related to, release to the light to be transformed by the light, release to the light to be transformed by the light. And so now we're just going to play with this. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 like no joy at all, but 10 being exuberant, where is your set point that you just know intuitively?
I'd say 6.
Okay. Are you ready for this to be a 10?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Time is time.
Okay, everybody else on the line, let's increase your joy set point. So on a scale of 0 to 10, find where you are intuitively. The first number that comes up is perfect. And then we're going to just slowly turn the dial up to attend, and anything that keeps you from enjoying life, 10 out of 10, where you're exuberant and just having fun, we're going to release anything that does not allow you to do that, and anything that does not allow you to see and perceive how you can be enjoying life. So that releases all the drama, trauma, energy that keeps your joy and ease set point in a low place.
Right.
Okay. So again, I'm releasing all the emotional patterns, any past life patterns, any distortions in your energy field that keep on creating the same issues, and release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Release that through all times or space or dimensions and realities and non-realities and parallel timelines. Okay, I'm releasing all this for everybody on the call as well. Okay. So what would it take for everyone on the call to have the joy set point at a 10 out of 10? What a perfect way to end the call, to set your joy set point at 10 out of 10. Thank you so much for being on the call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being on this call. So thank you for hanging on for, oh, my gosh, for hanging on for what? 2.5 hours. I think I got everyone, maybe one more person. Okay, anonymous caller, you're on the call.
Hello?
Yes, you've been unmuted, and you're my last call. Hi.
Hi, Jade. Thank you for taking my call. I would love somehow... Yes. It's more so for my niece, Simran, who worked with her before. Her mother was mugged a couple of weeks ago, and they stole her chain. And ever since then, she has been in a lot of fear. And the moment her mom goes out, she's panicking, her heart stops racing, and she comes to me for a lot of comfort, but, I mean, I can hold her and I can support her, but it's very hard to see her in that fear mode. And I just wondered if we could just help release some of the trauma from that incident and help her with her heart, because she's really struggling.
Sure, yeah. Thanks for calling about that. So just hold a picture of her in front of you. So if you can imagine her in front of you, I can do energy healing on her from that space.
Okay.
And then everybody else on the call, you can just reach out to that little girl from your heart space to let her know how brave she is, how resilient she is, and how what happened to her mom, she now is safe in the world, and she and her mom is able to handle life perfectly and see the joy return to this little girl. So we're going to just connect to her heart, let the joy return, and let it dissolve the energies of fear from her energy field. And thank you, everybody on the line, for your contribution, because I know that when we work with a little girl, it kind of just awakens the parent in all of us, whether we are parents or not. Okay, so now we put her in a beautiful cocoon of light energy connecting to her heart that allows her to see her own enormous courage and resilience, and see her mother also recovering, and see her mother recovering from this with so much resilience and courage, and see this family recovering, and see harmony and joy restored to this family, to this child, to this mom and daughter and aunt and the whole family. And let the joy, the courage, and the love and harmony and families be restored to every family on the planet. And just see everybody on the planet, let joy and courage and love be restored to every heart and every soul. Yes, and let this be so, and let's just bless all this with love and light, and many blessings to everybody on the call. So I'm going to do star. Okay, I just unmute everybody on the call so I can say bye to all of you. Thank you for being on the call.
Bye.
Thanks,
Kate.
Thank
I love you.
Thank you so much, Jane. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody. Many blessings to everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for being on the call.